This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Attention, the great city of Chicago. We hate movies. Well, listen, we're coming back to your beautiful town this summer.
I think the whole Midwest better descend upon this show, to be quite honest.
That's right, because right now, as of now, unless a miracle comes down from the heavens, this is going to be the only show in the Midwest for this year. So you're going to want to come out to Chicago.
And here's the thing, though. It's the only Midwest show of the year, but it's a fucking huge one. We are joining the rest of our friends on the HeadGum Live showcase, the stable of shows at the HeadGum Network. We're all heading to Chi-Town for a weekend worth of shows, and our show, June the 16th, 9:30 p.m., we're talking about one scary fucking movie, man. Steve Sadek, what is that film?
We're talking the original Child's Play.
Holy shit.
Brad Dourif's star-making doll turn.
Rub my bump. Yeah, hey Andy, rub my bump. All this and more, we are live at Thalia Hall in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, June the 16th. Head on over to whmpodcast.com. Click on that tour button for more info. Scoop up those ticks. June 16th, we descend on Chicago. WHM On Screen, everybody. I'm Andrew Jubin alongside Steven Sadek and Christopher Cabin. We are here to give you the WHM take on Avengers : Endgame, directed by the Russo brothers, that just came out. You may have heard of this movie. And we should say in advance, by the way, of course, spoilers all over the board. Yes, so if you haven't seen it yet,
press pause. Don't delete the podcast.
Yes. No. Just give it a wait. Wait a little bit.
We're putting these episodes out for things I haven't fucking seen yet.
Do we lose downloads when they delete them?
No, we already got it, dude.
All right, cool. So we got your download. You can fucking delete anything you
delete
want.
All you want.
You can also S my D, man.
Don't spoil
subscribe
it.
To my download.
That's right. Yeah, so this is, of course, the culmination of, what, 22 movies?
Something like that.
And over a decade 11 of, years.
Yeah.
Wild shit, man.
I really like this movie, and I like it better, a lot better than Infinity War, almost to the point of like, why would I ever watch Infinity War?
In just like get to it in the rewatch.
Yeah, kind of that. I mean, I think that this, it's almost like it's a satisfaction factory, both cynically and realistically. Like, it's just like, how do we satisfy the most people possible?
Right.
Here it is. But that's also a good thing, because then I felt very satisfied by the film, and almost like, you know, pandered to, satisfied, but also like, that's what I'm showing up for. I want to be satisfied by this movie, and I was. That's my one sheet.
I'm sorry, everybody. I did not like this movie.
Whoa, what a guess.
What a fucking
but
shock.
I definitely did not hate it the way I hated Infinity War.
Okay.
I hate Infinity War.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mostly because of the ending.
Sure.
But this one, some of the emotional stuff paid off for me. I thought there were a lot more engaged performances that I was hooked into.
Uh-huh.
It's just, it's too long, and there's too much story. And the emotional moments, as good as they are overwhelmed to me by the plot-centric yammering-ons that kind of wash it out to me, where there were long stretches where I was just, like, off in my own world, not thinking about it, because I just wasn't there. It didn't connect to me.
You know, I'm in the camp of I really like this movie. I'm in the easy sell for a lot of these movies because I don't care.
Yep.
It sounds weird to say I don't care, but it's like, I'm just there to watch shit blow up, watch a bunch of cool colors flash by, and watch people in cool suits do fun things. And I'm really the easiest mark for these kind of movies.
And, you know, I mean, like, you do have, I mean, what I think, what I like about this movie a lot, one of the things that I like about this movie a lot is that it is more so than the last movie there, it integrates this 11 years of history. And I mean, obviously, like, kind of winkingly so with the time travel stuff.
Yeah.
But it actually, it's kind of like when you see it unfold before you, not knowing what's going to happen, you're like, oh shit, they got that person back. Oh shit, that's kind of cool. And like, I'm now seeing this scene that I'm mostly one and done with Marvels. I think I've seen like Guardians a couple times. I've seen Iron Man, obviously, a couple times. I've seen Avengers a couple times. But not. I don't see these movies. Oh, I'm not. Yeah. They don't get a ton of replay in my house. But I'm like, oh, yeah, that's pretty fucking cool. Even when we're going back to Thor the Dark World.
Yeah, totally.
The aptly titled Thor the Dark World.
But to what Chris was saying, though, I kind of feel what you were talking about. Some of the stuff in the middle, you know, I was like, I can now feel this being a long movie.
Yes, for sure.
There's just some stuff that it's like it's kind of taken too long. Like, but I don't know. At the same time, I kind of didn't mind.
I will tell you what I told my wife as soon as I was walking out of it. It would make complete sense to me if this was the biggest movie that was ever released and made the most money ever, because it is the cinematic equivalent of the Eagles' Greatest Hits record.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is that to a T. Like, it's pleasant enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you don't have to pay attention to it.
And that's why it's a satisfaction factory to me. And that's, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's just always hitting that pleasure center over and over again.
Yep.
And I wasn't bored by it. I mean, I certain parts certainly bored me. I did not need that Slattery scene to be quite as long as it was.
That went on. Yep. I was feeling that a little bit. But you know what I thought was kind of interesting? I mean, first of all, you are a movie after my own heart if you basically take the formula from Back to the Future 2 and put it in this movie.
Yes,
I was like,
exactly.
This is awesome. We're floating around all these other movies. Even Thor the Dark World was amazing. But I thought what was really awesome about when we went back to the first Avengers movie, fuck you, Old Man and the Gun. Now this is Robert Redford's last movie. Yeah.
I didn't even think
fucking
of it.
Fucking suck it.
Now he's going, oh, crap, that was released. Shit, I've got to make another sad old guy movie.
Because that whole press tour was bullshit.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I wondered if that whole time he was stewing, like, God damn it, I forgot about that stupid comic.
David, yeah, I love the Old Man and the Gun. Could we get one more in there? Could I just be a walk-on in your next movie? I don't know. I think it's about a knight or something. I can wear armor.
What about, I don't know, what about an old guy in a retirement home that has to kill his wife? I don't know. Give me something. I just need something that's poignant, sad, and old.
But that walk-on was my moment of, wow, look at all the people they got.
That was very, and that kind of kept happening. That was like Frank Grillo. I was like, holy shit, Frank Grillo.
Oh, with the dude in the elevator?
Yeah. Who plays Crossbones in the Winter Soldier and all that.
Right. Yeah,
the Purge, Mr. The Purge.
The Purge Grillo, I should have said that way.
My knowledge of the Purge franchise stops before he arrived. I've only seen that
the second one's fine. The second one's great. The third one's not so great.
No, I like all of them.
I never watched the fourth one.
You watched that television show? One.
I have not watched that.
Yeah, that
but
seems
the fourth one is really good.
Yeah, I love. So we, you know, we're not going to go the whole movie. It's 3 hours long. We're not doing a 6 hour podcast.
Can I say something about the time travel thing? Like, most of the time, I was okay with it because they do that Back to the Future thing where they show it from a different angle something.
Yeah.
The one thing where, and it's not, it has nothing to do with the, I mean, it is part of the time travel plot.
Yeah.
But I was pissed off at, and it made me, a major point was like kind of dead for me because of it, was Hawkeye and Black Widow going back to the Red Skull place where they have to get the, is it the power?
I think it's called Volmir or something like that.
The Soul Stone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's the same exact
location
scene. It's the same fucking scene.
Yeah,
but you didn't have to do this again.
I mean, and that I would say is an emotional peak that doesn't work for me. Like her death, I think because because like, is she gonna die or is Hawkeye gonna die? And I'm like, you know what? Because if Hawkeye dies, I'm not really affected.
Right.
But like, you know, she winds up dying and the whole movie, it felt like, well, are they going to undo that or what? Because they come back and like Ruffalo's upset and everybody's upset for like 30 seconds, but then the movie goes on and then spoiling alert. But the end of the movie is so much about Iron Man's death, which it should be.
Yeah.
But then you kind of forget, like at Iron Man's funeral, I think that they're talking about, I think it's Hawkeye and Scarlet Witch are talking about, hey, remember how Black Widow died? And everyone's like, oh yeah, she's dead too. Like it felt that way to me.
And they couldn't get Vision back.
They do that for both of them because he's, Jeremy Renner says, like, or I think Scarlet Witch maybe is the one who says, like, I'd like to think that, you know, she can see what's going on.
Yes.
And he says, like, he can too.
Oh, okay.
Maybe yeah. it's reversed, but, like, Vision yes. also gets mentioned in that quick cleanup. And that's the boner jam of it, because, like, she dies in the middle of this 3-hour movie.
Yes. Yeah.
And I kept being like, oh, yeah, she's fucking dead.
And you can't really take a moment to breathe and let that moment really sink in, because you have another plot. You have to get going. There's another thing that has to happen.
And it is. And I mean, like, and that's the thing is that some of the stuff, I'm like, is it like for keeps or is it not for keeps? And obviously, Downey's clearly for keeps, yes, for sure.
Without a doubt.
Evans is clearly for keeps, for sure.
Without a doubt.
And so they are making a Black Widow movie?
But it's a prequel, though.
It's a prequel, okay. I think. And what's Laura Schifrin? I forget her.
Lonnie Schifrin.
Yeah, yeah. She, I think, is doing it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I do believe I read that somewhere also. That was the director of... oh man, the
one of those Nazi movies.
An Education.
One of those Nazi movies.
I think
she directed An Education, and yes, I know what Chris is talking about. It's actually a not too bad a movie. It's called Their Finest.
They're going to supersize me. You know why? Because, man, guess what? I'm going to go to McDonald's. None of your fucking business, you Nazi. Yeah, I will eat. I will eat McDonald's nothing for and nothing else for 30 days. That's my business, you Nazi.
What are you referencing?
No, I'm just saying, man, don't tell me how to eat, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Supersize me every day. I'm glad that guy's done for, right? That guy's like totally done for. Are we done
he
for?
He had accusations.
Yeah, he had accusations. Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. Good.
Supersize me, Nazi.
But I do love, I mean, I really, really like this movie. It stuck with me. I really enjoy it. I love the beginning. I love that
cold open is devastating. It is
cold good. Open's great. You know, and he's doing the thing. He's going to die. It's just him and Nebula. It's kind of an awkward. We do a lot of great. I mean, like,
wait a second. I'm talking about the cold open of this movie.
Oh, yes.
With Hawkeye.
The family BBQ there.
Yeah. And dude, I thought the fucking movie started at the wrong part.
Really?
I'm sitting there. I'm looking around like, is anybody else seeing this? Well, no, it's in the middle of the movie.
Well, I was like, here it comes. That's where I was like, oh, boy.
It finally sunk in what was happening.
And I liked, because I will say one thing really that stuck out. I thought Downey was really good here.
Yes. Yeah.
And I like, she only has 3 scenes, but I really liked Larson.
Yes.
But I thought Renner really stuck the landing here.
He definitely did.
And it's kind of, it was actually like, and that's what I like about this V Infinity War. And like, I think that what, Infinity War, I mean, like, the problem of Infinity War now, it just feels like a place setting for this movie. And
but it was, I mean, I'm sorry, but like, to me, it always felt like that was going to be.
Oh, no, exactly. But I mean, like, even more so now that I know what it is, and it's like, oh, cool, now we've cleared the deck, and it's just these Avengers, and just the quote-unquote original Avengers,
right.
Plus a Rocket Raccoon and War Machine there.
Ant-Man.
And Captain Marvel. But, you know, mostly just this, we're really focusing in on it, and this is that's the benefit of this movie, is you get to see these characters again, and you get to sort of like, this feels like the third Avengers movie in the way that Infinity War does not.
Yeah, but you're saying because everything's pared down, exactly. And we can focus for at least a little bit?
Yes.
And yeah, I see that.
And you know what, man? I am a fucking sucker for two things. The band, getting the band back together, and 5 years later jokes. And guess what you got in this movie? I'm all
absolutely
for both of those things.
Absolutely. No, I'm kind of totally fine with it.
But so we go to space. We find where Thanos is. Captain Marvel saves him. We get to... I kind of want a movie of just Thanos farming, dude. He's got these comfortable clothes. He's
Kurosawa movie.
Yeah, totally.
He's making it reminded me a Kurosawa movie. That shows where my brain is going. It reminded me of that part of Generations where fucking Kirk's making that big omelet.
You're totally right. He has found peace.
Yes.
He's all alone. The difference is Kirk doesn't really know where he is.
Yes.
He's kind of ignoring it. But yeah, and he's like hurt. And just kind of craggly, making soup or whatever. He's definitely cooking something.
He's foraging and cooking, which I'm like, ooh, this is a movie I'd
like
watch.
An Asian passion fruit he's picking in his backyard.
So Thanos is there. You know, he's done his work. He's very satisfied. Does he have, like, books? Is he going to paint more? Like, is he maybe going to try and get back in shape a little bit? Like, oh, Thanos. Just like grabbing his belly.
I think he's going to finally focus on his music.
Okay.
He builds himself like a little drum set.
Yeah.
They learned the bongos.
Yeah, a lute.
It's my noise project. You wouldn't. I'm going to just send some stuff out there, some feelers to friends.
It's alien metal machine music. It's my first go at it.
Hey, you haven't heard from me in 12 years, but I'm really proud of this record. I'm really proud of this record.
Really hoping that the good people at Pitchfork get it. You know what I mean?
I brought a laptop with me, and I've been making some beats. I'm going to send them to Kendrick. I think he'll like them. I think he's got an open mind for this kind of alien beat stuff.
Oh, what's that? He was erased by the snap?
Fuck.
Sorry, okay. Kendrick.
All right, 2 Chainz then.
And you know, honestly, being in this weird farmhouse I've built for myself really informed the music. You can hear those natural sounds coming in. Somebody cut my fucking head off. Oops.
I was really influenced by Ryuichi Sakamoto, his reflections of nature. I thought they were really good. But beats. These are beats with heavy drums. And that's what you need to make it in this business.
So they confront him. He says that he destroyed the Infinity. We're not going to go through the plot, but basically,
no. We have to prevent ourselves from doing that
because it's we hate movies. You got to talk about it. I love that Thor cuts his fucking head off here.
Righteous cut too,
and
man.
You know he's coming back. Like, you know what I mean? That's not one of those things where I'm like, oh, it's cheap. I'm like, I know he's coming back, but it's like, oh, that's like holy shit. We just cut his head off because I was like, they're going to put him in prison or something. Or no, they cut his fucking.
It's because it just looks like you're cutting off the head of a peep.
Yeah. And that's how you get away with the violence, I guess, because he is a big purple peep.
Absolutely.
This is the most violent thing you've seen in an MCU movie. Yeah. Sure.
And Hemsworth fucking nails the line here, too, because they're like, what did you do? And he says, I went for the head.
Yes.
Which is the shit talking from the last movie.
Yeah.
Which was pretty nice.
If you could pass on my head in live for 3 seconds, pass on my albums, look under the dresser, find my notebooks. There are some sick rhymes.
RZA said I had a lot of talent.
I left that email as send later. Why? Just hit send now, please.
You know, and the interesting thing to me about the 5 years later is I don't consider it a cheap device. It's a nice way to see people like just settled in.
Yes.
We take a fucking break from it all.
Yes.
And it's like we're learning to live with it. Like I really liked Steve Rogers is just like dude at the community center having like the grief meeting.
You know what? I really liked that scene, but it was ruined for me because of the fucking hype thing they did.
Right, with the director.
I was like, why? But it means nothing.
It means a lot because it's the first time these movies actually explicitly acknowledge homosexuality. But it also like it's 20 movies too late. You know what I mean? So just I would sweep that under the rug. Like, do it. Definitely do it, but don't congratulate.
Well, exactly. Just leave it in there. I don't need a fucking press conference.
It's a marketing. Like it was a marketing ploy to me. Like
everybody
was gonna see this movie.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody. It was not going to add to anything to fucking say like yes, some guy says that he was in love with a man in this.
But it's. I think it's gutsy insofar as, and I mean, like again, it's 20 movies too late or 21 movies too late. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, but. I think it's gutsy enough to do it in your biggest movie to say, hey, look, let's...
Gay people exist.
Gay people, but I mean, like, it does, even though it's way too late and it's shallow and it's cynical, it does sort of matter to see Steve Rogers say, hey, man, good for you. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
that's kind of...
We're not disagreeing with you.
Oh, no, yeah, it's just way too late.
No, but we're also just saying, like, the fact that they went around on a fucking press tour
that's
and
thing.
It was like, hey, watch out for my cameo where I'm playing a gay guy.
Leave it in the movie and let people after the fact be like, oh, you know, it was one of my favorite scenes was when that happened.
Also, I've had this, like, coded fucking Bucky and Steve Rogers thing going on for fucking years.
I would say the biggest twist of this entire movie is that Steve Rogers was straight the whole time. Yeah. Like, wait, what? What movies was I watching? Like,
now that's a big... If it turns out it's him and fucking and some guy, Bucky or somebody else, dancing at the
or
end of
Sam,
it.
Sam, dude. Sam's involved.
Go right ahead.
I was like, wait, hold on. He's been in love with the who? Because you see in Winter Soldier, it's got what's her face from that Disney show there? The blonde woman, the Emily Van Meter.
From Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's like going after him. He's like, no, I can't. And then like Scarlett Johansson, no, I can't because I'm in love with a woman. But I'm also only thinking about this one guy all of the time who is really handsome as well. And we kiss each other. No, we don't kiss each other.
He's just beautiful. Eyes.
I really liked the RDJ living in a cabin on the lake.
Oh, sure.
Pepper and their kid kind of a thing.
I, I love that. I do love that. I like that the kid thing is there and actually adds a complication to the movie, because that's why he says no initially, because, you know, and it kind of, it's kind of cool because you have this like, but I feel like it's one of those like, you have to wish better at the end of the movie. Like, why don't you snap your fingers and be like, I snap because I want everybody to come back now and not later. And I also want I would want no one to remember the horror of the last 5 years. You know what I mean? Like, I would want that. I would want you get Vision back in there. Like, you know, really sit down and write this thing out.
You know what? How about, I know it's Pepper doesn't remarry. Yeah. Snap. How about that?
You see fucking Foggy swooping right in, man. Like, oh, I'll give you those cheeseburgers, kid. You want a stepdad? No.
Happy, my friend.
Oh, Happy. Right. Foggy's the daredevil.
No. He's going to be plowing
that
Aunt
May. Also
played,
right?
Yeah, he's going to be plowing it. Dude, why is Aunt May at that funeral? So, like, I forget the first Spider-Man. Does she know that he's Spider-Man at the end of that movie?
Yes, that's the ending of the movie.
Oh, okay, so then there it is.
Aunt May. I thought you were saying Ant-Man. I was like, of course Ant-Man's at the fucking funeral, Steve.
Well, no.
Yeah, Aunt May. Yeah, she's there.
Spider-Man's not driving there himself.
That's true.
He has to get somebody.
Like a fucking child. So the 5 years later thing, like, what do we like, what do we don't like?
Well, here's what I didn't like, and this was one of the few times in the movie I was like, too easy plot, too easy. Is like Tony Stark hanging out one evening. It's the classic Iron Man. I'm making all these compounds and, you know, whatever's by just moving blocks around a virtual reality table. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, if I just put this brick there, up time travel.
I will tell you, that's Steve Sadak movie Matrix, because I saw the ones and the zeros of that scene. I'm like, it's time to go to the bathroom. And that's when I did. And I come back and my buddy's like, oh, they figured out time travel. I'm like, I know.
Oh, weird.
I know they do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's the exact same time I went to the bathroom.
Oh, really? Nice.
Exact same time.
It's the right time.
Wow.
That is the right time to use the restroom in that film, because it's of course, he's going to figure it out, and he figures it out.
Can I tell you guys something?
What's that?
Commercials, previews, every last second of that film till the last frame of the credits. No bathroom break.
Wow. From
this guy right here.
Well, talk to me in a decade when you got stones.
At the end of the movie, you said, no, I'm Iron Man, and snap your finger as you went out the theater.
Yourself.
You pissed yourself.
Yeah, no, I was covered in urine, but I didn't get
snap,
up to go to the bathroom.
Piss yourself. That part, the Hulk bit I like. It's a nice arc for him.
I was shocked that this didn't look like garbage.
It looks fantastic. Actually, it's one of the better looking things in the movie, in my opinion.
He looks too much like Ruffalo. Like,
well, that's the point.
I guess you're supposed to believe, because like he merged.
He's smaller too. He's not as big as the Hulk has been shown to be.
I just six was, sweaters too.
I was just a little taken out by it, especially in the diner scene where it's just kind of like, I don't know about that. Like, I was still...
You were disturbed?
Disturbed is the word. Yeah. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, okay. Can we get away from this
now? Well, because you also know people are going to be writing about fucking that Hulk. Like, that Hulk specifically is going to be fucking everybody.
Of course. I can't wait for the Deviant Art pages.
Well, yeah, that art, the fucking, that Hulk works for NPR.
He does, yeah.
He does. It was the stupid gag.
Well, thanks
gag.
For having me, Terry. It's really nice to be here, finally.
The stupid gag in that scene, though, is I was like, oh, he's got a big tray of food.
Oh, yeah. Well, the selfie thing I didn't need either.
That was very stupid. Like, I feel like the Hulk wouldn't be a fan favorite.
Yeah. I don't know, but please, you see a big green monster, you're like, holy shit, I want to... But he's like friendly, like, eh.
Yeah, well, I guess so.
That's the benefit of all of them dying, is because now he can take the top spot.
Oh, that's true. Now I'm the most famous Avenger.
Fucking Black Panther is gone. All the Guardians. Fucking.
I do think that, like, yeah, again, like, and the 5 years later helps a little bit, and there are scenes of like Scarlett Johansson like running the Avengers, which, I like, you know, her getting kind of a bump up in pay.
Yeah.
But also, like, oh man, we have to take care of the world, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the world would be in ruins. Like, let's. I mean, look, and again, it's 5 years later. That's the threat of the movie you just aren't allowed to pull on, because the whole thing falls apart.
Yeah, there's still.
It would
I
be
mean,
Mad Max out there. It would be fucking Mad Max out there.
It absolutely
there.
Would be. Like, the cleanup efforts over the last 5 years, like, maybe the Avengers got some stuff in,
yes, exactly.
But it's still a fucking
like, did the president
sty.
Get fucking taken out? Is there
Fingers
other
crossed?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The snap? Uh-oh.
I'm writing an executive order. And then maybe that's when you make your wish. Like, I want everyone to come back, but...
I did like how... I mean, it's awesome that she and Captain America specifically, because they have that good scene in the office, they're like... miserable.
Yes.
And it's like, this is the fucking existence now. It's not even in their heads, really, to like we've given up on trying to fix it. And it's like, fuck it. What's on fire in what country somewhere? Like, this is just what we are.
And it's an emotional, the emotion works in that scene for me because they're both really good in it to me.
Those scenes, I mean, I think we were talking to a friend of the show, Jamel Bowie, about this, where like it's the down scenes that really work for me in this.
Yeah.
But like sometimes they just don't stick the landing. Like the action, the one action scene I was actually really into was Hawkeye in Tokyo.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And I was like, I want more. More of this is a world I really would like to see. Like, get the John Wick director to do something like this.
Isn't that like a comic thread for a while?
Is him doing... Yeah, it's a new character called Ronin. Like, he calls himself Ronin. He does a lot of, like, dirty shit. There is, like, they might do a Disney Plus show of Hawkeye only... with Renner. They're talking about it.
Well, I heard that was confirmed with him and then also a Scarlet Witch show, but the whole thing was like, is this going to be cartoons? I can't imagine they're physically filming TV shows.
They're doing Falcon and Bucky, right?
Are they?
That's one of the shows for sure. Really?
Okay. Well, because that's what these movies have been anyway. They've all been TV shows. So like, you get somebody from... Yeah. They're probably 10 episodes, whatever. You just do it.
Yeah.
It takes almost as much time as it takes to make the movie. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm just saying I would be shocked if it was live action. It would be cool, but I have a feeling it's going to be cartoons.
So the plot, obviously, is like we go to time travel. I like the time travel bit. I mean, it it's one of those things. It was one of those threads you don't pull on either because it doesn't make
sense. Well, time travel never makes sense. Don't dare with time travel logic. Although I really loved the whole thing of like, are you saying that like, you know, this time travel movie is bullshit, that time travel movie is... And they're just like naming all these things. Pretty funny little gag there.
I liked a lot of Don Cheadle in this, actually.
Cheadle was awesome.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff to do. I like that scene with him and Nebula. Like, we're not what we used to be kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised any of that worked, but it did for me anyway. I don't know.
It's a pairing I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he got teamed with her. Well, this is going to be weird.
I mean, I was very shruggy about, like, this is around the area where I was like, okay, I'm feeling these 3 hours.
I will say this part takes a little long. Like, there's a lot of Tilda Swinton here, which she's good. But it's like, we're just going to get that stone, right? You're just going to give him that stone?
But that was another thing where I was like, wow, they got her.
Oh, no, that was a big
that was
wow.
Pretty cool.
I was, the wow they got her, but question mark, did they get her, is Natalie Portman, which I guess is audio only. Like, that was unused Dark World footage, but she ADR'd some stuff for it.
Oh, is that right?
Because I was like, well, did they get her? Question mark, weird.
Oh, God, we can't get Natalie. Well, Renee is cheap these days.
Oh, yeah. No, you'll get Renee Zellweger.
Renee Russo.
Cracking them fingers. What do we think of Fat Thor? I love Fat Thor. Big fan of Fat Thor.
I thought it was kind of funny.
I'm indifferent. Like, it's the same thing with the Hulk where I'm just like, I don't know what you're trying to get at here. Because you also have to take his shit seriously because he's saying goodbye to his mother.
But that's
and not
why
telling
it works.
Her.
And I thought it worked because he's such a great actor, I think. He can really play comedy well, and he was turning that shit on a dime. Yes. I thought very successfully.
Well, yeah, it's like I'm a fat big clown, and it's played for laughs, but it's also played for like, oh no, this guy's like totally dealing with trauma. You know what I mean? Like
he's got a little fat suit on, and it's kind of like whatever. But
playing Fortnite, come on, it's as bad as the selfie to me. Is them like him and Taika Waititi?
I like the Taika Waititi stuff. I don't know.
It's
I'm
like
a clown.
Playing Fortnite in your fucking with beer. Like, whatever.
I mean, I do think I'm gonna you basement dweller. I'm yelling at somebody on Fortnite is like the oldest joke of the book at this point. Like, that's kind of like, eh. That I didn't like. I like that he's just a big fat alcoholic. I was shocked Tessa Thompson had as much play in this movie as she did.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, she's really just in this movie, which is pretty cool. And she's riding on that fucking horse. That was great.
We call that a Pegasus, my friend.
Yeah, I know. Flying horse and whatnot.
I guess with the Thor thing, I was just much more into Rocket, what he was doing. I was like, I just like him. And Bradley Cooper's voice work is fucking insane.
He's so good in this
He's
movie.
Really fucking good.
I got to say, the fucking king of... Fuck you, pay me a Sean Gunn right now. The scam he's running on Disney. Good. You couldn't make a Rocket Raccoon movie without Sean Gunn doing the motion cap work, could you? Yeah, you could.
Where else are we going to find a skinny white guy?
or anybody. It's a fucking it's a motion capture for a raccoon. Like anyone could do it.
Anyone can play that trash panda.
Mm-hmm. It's just like Bradley Cooper is just like they run into each other at parties. Like, oh man, you did it,
you motherfucker!
This motherfucker right here has got the best job in Hollywood.
I didn't have to leave my house, and you didn't have to memorize a single fucking line.
High five!
That's when you get the "you piece of shit" text, but it's like totally in admiration.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It took me
a second. Like at the end of the movie, it's like all the credits of every single human being that's ever been alive. And I was like, Sean Gunn did his Ravager show? Oh, no, that's right. Of course. And he's in the credits, too. Like,
oh, is he? Oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah, I really like the concept of New Asgard. I thought that was kind of cool.
That's a comics thing, which is kind of
cool. Oh, really?
But in the comics, it's floating, which is kind of cooler.
Ooh,
but
even better. Sky
it
City.
It kind of reminded me a little bit of where Aquaman's hanging out a little bit, not for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But I like that whole thing. I mean, you know, the time travel stuff is fun. Cap versus Cap is a cool one.
Was pretty cool.
I like that, and I like the
those
Bucky
buns.
The ass joke is very funny to me.
Yeah.
I mean, the ass is just wonderful.
You can't not talk about it.
America's ass, and Evans is good enough at comedy where like he's looking at his unconscious ass like. Yeah, that is America's ass. I was like, that joke plays.
Paid off. Slap.
I do think the 1970s sequence takes a little too long. Like, I just
it's a little
need
long.
I need a less slattery there. Like, I do understand it's important for for Steve Rogers to see Peggy Carter and to have that thing. Also, I love scenes deleted. Ken Jeong, bye bye, dude.
Oh, right, as security guard number 4, or whatever.
You know he had lines, and you know there is a
I
bit
didn't
of
even
funny.
See him.
He's the security guard where Ant-Man is.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, it's just like you see him, and he's about to go, and they cut it, and I'm like, "Yeah, that's Ken Jeong."
Yeah, dude, I think his mouth opened like just a crack, and it's like cut. Like, yeah, that's just the right amount of whatever that character was.
And I was at this point, like, kind of thinking, like, "Oh my god, there's no action in this movie." And then, of course, the last hour is action,
which is why I think like there were so many people I was seeing saying like, "Oh." The first, however, man, it's so fucking boring and nothing happens. It's like, dude, can you imagine just watching 3 hours of that shit?
No, it'd be too much.
It would be intolerable.
I will say I liked parts of this, the big climactic fight, but for a minute there, I was like, this is way too Ready Player One. That charge to it, I was like, oh no.
My thought in the theater was like, that's Ready Player One done right. Because it at least has the stakes to it. You've got all the shit. But I agree. It is very Ready Player One.
And I guess I would feel better about that if like Thanos had actual side villains and not just gray fucking beasts.
That's the problem that's carried over from the first movie is he needs lieutenants that actually matter, that are people.
Snively Whiplash or whatever that fucking guy is.
You don't have to rely on whatever. Get like, you know, like B-tier Avenger villains that are like people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
like
what's
monsters.
That character? M. Somerset Maw? What's, what's that?
Oh,
guy's
Proxima Midnight? No, that's a different one.
The guy who's all like,
that's the guy I was calling Snively Whiplash because the weird nose.
Yeah, he's like that dude. It's like, all right.
I don't need enough of that. He fucking sucks,
Thanos.
And he just makes things float.
Yeah.
Like, since you're setting it up, you were setting it up at the end of Doctor Strange, get you what he has you for in there.
Yeah,
he's doing something.
Oh, right. Yeah, where's his ass?
He's going to be in Doctor Strange too, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But I mean, like, get, like, I don't know, like, whatever. Like, you got the Abomination from the Hulk movie. Maybe, like, they get him. He recruits, like, the baddest motherfuckers of the galaxy to
do
his bidding.
Yeah.
And it would like because then
where's those,
like,
Stallone? Get that guy. Was he a villain or no?
No, he's a good guy.
Was he good guy?
Thanos pays pretty well.
Yeah, that's exactly how you get around that.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, it would be something. I agree. Like, I do think like so much of the fight is like Josh Brolin and also Rans versus every actor in America.
Yeah, and yeah, all these fucking crab people.
Yeah,
because even when the crab people are chasing Hawkeye, I'm like, well, it's just the crab people.
I kind of like that was the best use of the crab people for me. It was kind of cool.
Oh, it's a manageable 4-on-1, and I could tell what was going on.
Exactly. Sure. A lot of it is just like, oh, we can't do all this stuff. There's so many people.
Yeah,
we get then everybody comes back. Spider-Man's there. I like the interplay with her and with Captain Marvel and Spider-Man, where she's like, hey, she's like literally talking to him like a little kid, like, hey, yeah. Peter Parker, can I hold that for a while?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I did like all the hot potato with the gauntlet. That was kind of cool. You know, and it's interesting, like, I understand people were like, because people were talking about this with Battle of Winterfell, similarly. Like, yeah. Always hard to follow. Not the the lighting thing with Battle of Winterfell, but just like so much stuff's going on. It's just a big fight. It's confusing. It's like, well, that's what a battle is.
And that's what those big big George Perez motherfucking comic book spreads of like, I mean, they're in still, and you're a nerd, and you look at all the little interactions.
Right.
But I mean, it's happening over in real time. Yeah, so it's
in comparison to Game of Thrones, they did not film it through a potato sack. So
cheesecloth. I don't know. It was tough. You know,
it was tough. But that's a whole. We were talking.
No, it wasn't. I shot it, and it wasn't.
Well. And it's true. It's a product of fucking streaming.
Yeah.
Yes. We can do another podcast about that. But that's what that was. Buy the fucking final season of Game of Thrones on Blu-ray. I guarantee
sure
you,
it'll look great.
You'll be able to see it. It'll be totally fine.
But yeah, I mean, I like a lot of the fight stuff. I like you kind of get your... when Scarlet Witch comes back, it reminds me very much of the Mother Weasley versus Beatrix Bellatrix Lestrange there.
That's
in
a good
Deathly
call.
Hallows. It's like stay away from her, you bitch, or whatever that line is. It's like
right.
You took everything from me. It's like I don't know who you are, and she's like you will. And
that was a fucking good line. Yeah. Too.
Was that an applause line in your theater? Any applause?
Oh,
what's the theater?
I had a group of kids behind me that were losing their minds.
Oh really?
At everything. Everything. The Star-Lord came back on screen. Fucking, you know, Captain America fights Captain America. Holy
yeah.
I was in a dead silent theater.
Really?
Lucky I duck. Saw it on Sunday after it came out. And I think it was a thing. I was on vacation. I was in the South. Mm. I think people were just very polite at the theater. Mm. And it was dead silent. And... what was really interesting to me, because I thought about when we saw Infinity War.
Yes.
And that theater was fucking going
apeshit. Hooting and hollering, yeah.
And there was not a single thing.
No, there was some
nothing.
I saw it Saturday night in Chelsea, and there was a lot of hoots and some hollers.
I've never missed a New York City movie theater audience more than watching this movie. In South Carolina, and just it was like it's the old Rodney Dangerfield joke on The Simpsons. If it gets any crazier in here, a fucking funeral is gonna break out.
The big one was I didn't get it at first because I don't remember the fucking cutscene from Age of Ultron. But when fucking Captain America gets Fat Hammer or whatever it's called,
Mjolnir.
What?
Mjolnir.
Okay. Mjolnir.
Yeah, Mjolnir. Yeah.
Okay.
Thor's hammer.
Matcha green tea. Yeah. Like they lost it.
It's a big
like
moment.
Waves cool. of fucking screams.
It's that was a big one for me too.
And they telegraph it nicely though, is because you see the hammer flying first.
Yes.
And it's like, well, if he's there.
Yeah.
It was a nice bit of editing. And it's so much of this movie watching experience for me was in my head being like, this is the one that's going to set them off.
Yes.
And there was nothing. It was dead silent the whole fucking time.
The two big interactions for my audience. One, and I still don't understand. So Tony Stark obviously dies at the end. He said, and that is a great exchange. Thanos has got a new catchphrase for this one, which is I am inevitable.
Right.
And he goes, I am Iron Man. He snaps his fingers.
Yep.
And he goes away. And he starts dying, and then you get that the Spider-Man, oh no, Mr. Stark, oh jeez.
Yeah.
You know, dude, are you a baby or are you an adult? Like,
he's a high school kid.
We gotta go back and have some egg creams back in Queens, Mr. Stark. Mr. Stark, what's all this blood coming out of your mouth?
And he's, and there's this moment where he's like, oh jeez, Mr. Stark. And then like Pepper Potts is like, hi, that's my husband. Can I have a minute? Like, could I just...
Well, everybody gets a minute because Rhodey gets a minute, mm-hmm. Spider-Man gets a minute, she gets a minute, and dude... Her fucking, we're all okay now, Tony. Yeah. You can rest now.
So two things. One, when that happens, this guy's like, finally, which I don't understand if
at which part. Wait, at which part?
When Pepper Potts relieves Peter Parker. Now, it means either one, he was because I was with four people. Everyone had different opinions.
Yeah.
One, it's because this guy didn't like Iron Man. He wanted him to die. Question mark.
Okay.
Two, this guy was like tired of the movie at this point. It's like, fucking let this fucking asshole die so I can get out of here. That's two. Three, my opinion is the Pepper Potts thing. Like, finally let Pepper Potts talk to her goddamn dying husband.
You're missing the fourth one. He's clearly the only male goop reader.
Oh yes. It's like, yeah, Pepper.
Oh yeah.
I will say,
yeah,
I,
you got some good recipes, girl.
And this is the thing that I like about this movie is it does pay attention to, like, a lesser movie would have less Gwyneth Paltrow, but this movie knows it needs a lot of Gwyneth Paltrow to succeed. And I think that is very cool.
Like, she's even in an Iron Man suit. That was awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something people have wanted to see in movies for a long time. She gets there. I do like, and I'm sure a lot of people on the internet didn't like it, when all the women, when Captain Marvel gets the glove, it's like, and Spider-Man's like, how are you going to get through all those guys? And every woman is like, we've got it. And that was a little bit of a
things. It worked for me. It's on the nose, but it's unapologetically on the nose. It's very obvious, and it wasn't intended to be anything but.
Yes.
And it was nice.
It was cool to see. I don't know.
Just waves of Yas Queens in my theater.
that would take me out of it.
You know what? Nuts. Can I tell you something? That expression needs to put on the gauntlet and say its own expression and snap its fingers and kill itself.
Yep. Because turn to dust, my
friend. I'm just so tired of it.
I also, but when Tony Stark died, and I mean, when he died to the end of the movie, there was this woman behind me like her mother died. And I mean, like,
she the one that got hospitalized?
Openly, like, deeply sobbing. Like, and
wow,
I've been at,
really?
I've been at many funerals, and I don't think I've ever heard this much crying. Like,
wow.
And like, and just every time, and like, you thought it was going to end, and then we get to the funeral, she's like, oh no! Like, she was just like, and I mean, like, I'm not making fun of her, but I just found it fascinating.
I mean,
the amount of emotion that happened at this moment.
I was crying in this movie.
I got choked up.
I wasn't bawling. Mm-hmm. Tears were coming down my face.
Sure.
But I think it's fascinating because it's like, you've spent
over
a decade watching these various characters in various movies and stuff.
And we're in our 30s, and these started in our 20s, but if these started when we were in our when we were 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old,
yeah,
and now
like
we're in our 20s.
Grew up with Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Like, I can see that being
A
big thing.
Absolutely.
But openly weeping. People, come on. Let's get it together.
It's a Disney movie.
Paul Rudd looks so good in a tuxedo.
Let's talk about the funeral shot.
Sure.
I like that funeral shot. I think it was asking a bit much from the audience having the kid from Iron Man 3 in the back there.
Oh, was he there? I didn't notice him.
It goes to Hawkeye's family.
Yes.
And then goes back over the other way, and there's just this little kid, and I'm like, who the fuck? And then it just kept going, and you get Maria Hill, and then Captain Marvel's there, and then Sam Jackson.
You get William Hurt back. I didn't even think he was in these movies.
William Hurt was behind that kid.
Yeah.
So then I was like, wait, well, who the fuck was it?
Yeah.
Is it like Jennifer Connelly's son?
I had the same moment too, and then it left my brain until I came.
My sister had to look it up after the movie ended. I was like, I don't know who this person is. And it was the little boy that he befriends in Iron Man 3,
which makes
supposedly.
Sense,
but it's like, hey, come on.
Yeah, you don't need it. You didn't have to go that far.
No, get Jennifer Connelly.
Didn't need the extra point.
Is Jennifer Connelly in the second Hulk?
Was it Liv Tyler?
It's Liv Tyler. You gotta go Liv Tyler. That first Hulk's in the garbage.
That's right. I forgot about that.
The second Hulk still sort of counts. I'm still pissed we never got a Mark Ruffalo Hulk.
Yeah, I don't get
this. Let's just do it. He's great.
It's because they haven't been able to pull off the Sony switch with Universal.
Oh, is that
like
what
they did with Spider-Man? Because Sony.
Oh, he's allowed to be in Avengers movies only.
Yeah, Universal has the. If you look that Incredible Hulk movie, that's a Universal movie.
Got it.
The Ang Lee one.
Is Universal just refusing to make this Hulk movie?
I guess they don't see it as financially viable.
I think it's probably more Marvel saying you can't make this movie. Come on, give us the rights.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's some
sort we'll block you.
Legalese.
You block us. Kind of.
Yeah.
It's the Mr. Burns thing. Come on, move it, Chowderhead.
Three Stooges syndrome.
Yes, exactly.
But I would watch that.
Of course.
I would totally watch
Ruffalo
do that.
And I like this new direction they have with him where he's smart enough and it's kind of in the middle there. I mean,
it was cool because, like, I'm not the biggest Hulk smash
I'm not,
guy.
No.
And I think, like, what they were doing there in Ragnarok was kind of getting me a little better with the Hulk, you know? And so to see what they came up with, and I'm sure that's a thing that happens in the comics.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's kind of like Beast. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and that's fun.
I'm still shocked thinking about it now that that looks okay.
And yeah, I am too.
I was like, oh, he's going to be this the whole time?
I mean, he looks like a guy that would hold up the line at Whole Foods because his quinoa isn't exactly correct. But
I wanted the mixed kind, not just the white pearls.
Exactly. The funeral scene worked for me. It was cool. I mean, again, yeah. I mean, there's just so much to talk about this movie, but I really just... I like all the wrap-up stuff. I like... Thor going with the Guardians of the Galaxy. He makes Valkyrie the king there, and I'm sure that bothered somebody else.
Oh, god damn it!
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious what they do with all... I am actually like genuinely curious what the next sort of batch is going to be, aside from, obviously, Spider-Man Homecoming and Black Panther
That's
2.
Far From Home, sir.
Far From Home.
That's kind of what I'm worried about, is that it doesn't seem to me, at least from trailers, maybe I'll be proven wrong here, but like it doesn't seem like they've changed much. Because like Spider-Man Far From Home looks similar to Homecoming. Like,
I think that that's kind of the problem with this, and that maybe you need a dropped line where like you explain that no one remembers those 5 years, because like it's how are you going to talk about anything else? Like, hey, remember when my dad was dead for 5 years and now my dad's not dead anymore? That's fucking weird. Also, does God exist? Why am I still Catholic if Thanos is around? Like, you know what I mean? Like, any of that shit.
I mean, I don't think we're toppling organized religion in these movies.
Yes.
However, I think it's a thing where it's just going to be public knowledge.
This happened.
What happened?
We got to wait for the Plastic Man movie before we topple religion.
Oh, that's DC, my friend.
Oh, shit.
Shut up.
Touché, Kevin.
Totally fair.
I mean, because what was interesting to me was in the scene where Steve Rogers is doing the support group thing.
Yeah,
he says like, "Hey, man, Thanos happened. It's a reality." So like, that tells me everybody knows the score.
Yeah.
So it's like, "Hey, the Avengers did it."
Yes.
Yay! And it's like, yeah, people are gonna be fucked up, but it's a good kind of fucked up.
You think they brought the head back then? Like, look, we got him. Hey, everybody, we got one,
dude. Then it's like this, just like the Star Wars celebration. Everybody's just dancing.
Oh, did John McCain bring it out?
We got him. Or now people don't believe that he died on that planet. Oh yeah, you killed Thanos on another planet,
right?
And scattered his ashes in the water. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, all these people come back to a play economy that is wrecked.
Yeah.
There's no jobs.
Well, is it flourishing, man? Half the people are gone. Like,
it has to be a one world government, dude.
Yeah, you got at that point you've got
now it. We're a Star Trek society.
Yes.
I think is the thing.
God bless it.
Fucking finally, dude. Just one world government. That's it.
My question, and it's a loose end for me, is Gamora of the old timeline still fucking around, or was she Thanos'd away?
She's dead.
She's dead. The one that comes back.
Oh, the still evil one?
Yes, who winds up turning face. Right.
I think she's still around.
Oh, so then she's alive. Okay, so that's interesting. Okay.
I think that's what they're going to do. That will make Guardians 3 kind of interesting, is like getting her back on the team.
Yeah. Yes.
I also read something that Chris Hemsworth re-signed a contract back in 2017.
Well, he's definitely going to be the next Guardians movie.
Which would be rad. As to what capacity, I don't really know, but it was funny watching him have a fucking dick off with Chris Pratt. And in my head, I was like, no, let Thor pilot the ship. Just let him do it. It would be awesome.
I'd rather watch Chris Hemsworth than Chris Pratt.
100%.
Exactly. And you know what? You know me. I'm a fan of a little wordplay. As Guardians of the Galaxy, not too shabby.
I think if they've actually done that before.
Is that right?
Yeah, and probably in the comics. I'm almost positive, but maybe I'm making it up. Maybe I'm making it up.
Is I also
that DC
appreciate
too.
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I also liked that the funeral scene allowed for Benedict Cumberbatch to get out of that outfit for 2 seconds. Because that shit has to fucking smell.
Let my balls breathe.
Well, does he have the cape or no?
No, he's just wearing a suit. He looks handsome as fuck.
Is so the maybe cape have a tuxedo?
Well, that's the thing. The
cape is mourning by the tree.
The cape is sentient. The cape fucking ghosted his funeral. Like, fuck that guy anyway.
He made fun of me.
You know what, dude? I don't. You know what? I'm gonna say it. I'm glad that guy's dead. Yeah, that's right. I'm a cape, and I'm glad that guy's dead.
If you're gonna, I'm talking. I'm a cape.
That too. I mean, like, honestly, give Margarine a tuxedo too. What is the hammer name again?
Mjolnir.
Okay, Margarine.
Nice little moment when Slattery's getting into that car. That fucking little gas bag next to him is Jarvis.
Oh yeah.
thought that was kind of nice.
I mean, all of that, most all of the cameos worked for me because it did feel, and that's why I'm sort of curious what this next act is going to be, because this felt so, not final. Oh, we should talk about Captain America as well. Oh,
yeah.
No, but so like, and that's the end of this story. It felt that way.
See, yeah. Here's the thing. I didn't get that.
Okay.
And maybe it's because these movies are so ubiquitous that like you can't escape the fact that they're planning 1,500 more movies. So I didn't feel any finality. I was like, oh, well, this is all going to keep on going on. And now like two people aren't here.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, all right.
I think that's kind of a cynical way to look at it, though, because like I don't know where you would go with like another Avengers movie. Like, yes, there's going to be another Black Panther. Yes, there's going to be another Guardians. But like, as far as team up movies, I don't see a big team. Like, now Thor's with the Guardians.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to be dropping into Wakanda.
I mean, I think there will be another Avengers movie. The cast will look very different, but it'll be
You think they would call it like the Avengers, though, and they would do that?
Yeah,
like,
I do, but not for a bit. Like a couple
like
years.
The new Avengers, or who knows what.
Do you think that they would do, so we can get into the
cast? The,
what's that?
That's another, the new Avengers is a real thing. In any event.
Absolutely. Is that Image Comics?
Did we do an episode on that cartoon?
You can't see the steam coming out of my ears. What's that?
Was that New Avengers? Oh, that was the West Coast Avengers.
The West Coast
thing.
Avengers, yeah.
Well, so with like Steve Rogers, you know, he goes back in time to hide all the stones again, and he decides, because they, you know, the Hulk is like, yeah, it's going to be 5 seconds for us. It's going to be however long it takes for him.
Yeah.
He goes back in time. He lives his whole life with Peggy. He gets to live his best life. It's fucking great. And he comes back an old man. Decent age makeup.
Great age makeup.
Yeah. For a minute there, to be honest, I thought that was Salinger's son.
Oh, wow. That would be, what a way to close the universe. Like,
I did think it was a different dude for a second.
I was like, wait,
I thought
a minute.
It was like some Saving Private Ryan shit.
It looked, because he also, first of all, he's dressed like that guy.
He's wearing that fucking sweater. I couldn't believe it.
But I do think specifically when he grabs Sam's hand at the end, they only focus on the hand. That's just an old man hand. They got an old man hand model.
Because hands are tougher than faces,
hands
I think.
Hands are very tougher than faces. Yeah.
When he tells him to fucking try it on.
Yeah.
I was the waterworks again,
and that's why I was surprised to know, I didn't know that they were doing a Falcon and Bucky show where he's going to be Captain America. That's kind of cool.
It's fucking boss.
That's because I assumed we weren't getting a Falcon Captain America movie maybe ever, but we would get a like the new Avengers movie with him as Captain America in it,
right?
Like,
so does that give credence then to this? These Disney Plus things might be live action.
They could, and there's, I mean, what's the guy's name who plays Bucky?
Oh, Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, like him and Anthony Mackie are about TV actor.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Level.
Yeah,
you could do that movie. Elizabeth Olsen could do a TV show.
I guess you're right. Jeremy Renner now, like, yeah. I mean, and you know,
no, I guess you're right.
Maybe right after Hurt Locker, he's too big, but like now he can.
And again, like everybody's doing TV. Everybody, like Tom Hardy, is a TV show. You know what I mean? Like these guys open
TV shows.
Yeah,
he's on Peaky Blinders, and
you do.
Oh,
the taboo's over. I mean, especially like streaming, but the streaming thing, I'm not sure. I don't know, but I can foresee these things being live action.
That's it would be totally cool. I'd be down with it,
sure.
You know, I mean, I watched a couple episodes of that Agent Carter. I watched the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ugh.
They were things I watched.
Those are things that happened.
Agent Carter's I thought was pretty good.
No Coulson at all,
I was gonna say, yeah, pretty surprising.
It's weird that he didn't come back in this movie, kind of, because he's alive right in that timeline or whatever.
Does he die at the end of that show?
You didn't see it?
What's that?
Wait, did you see Samuel L. Jackson hoisting up his corpse in a tuxedo?
Is he killed off in that show, though?
No, he's back. I think there's some weird
zombie,
like some weird thing.
Well, I know that because he's on that show for multiple seasons, but like,
he's
isn't
still
that
alive.
Oh, did he die again?
Is the show over with or not?
No, the show's got another season coming. Oh. Nobody knows about it.
But it's been on hiatus, I think, since the Guardians season.
You know why?
Because
nobody gives
season.
A shit. Because nobody gives a shit. Yeah.
But I mean, Coulson was briefly in
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, there. Oh, Captain Marvel detail that was fucking tits, dude. Her awesome haircut.
Yeah, A+. Yeah. I'm way into it.
Awesome.
Excellent. I'm way into it.
Nice getting that in there.
And I also like Rocket Raccoon making fun of it. It's funny.
Yeah.
I was surprised no Nick Fury lines at all in this movie.
I think that was okay.
I mean, it's fine. Like, yeah, you know, and I have like,
you know, because I think whatever he would say
wouldn't work.
You'd be like, ow. He should have just been quiet.
Well, Well, yeah. That's, I mean, and he just had Captain Marvel where he's talking to Blue Streak.
Oh, yeah. He's like the...
He's naming the Avengers. He's doing the whole thing.
Absolutely. I was totally fine with that. But yeah, the haircut was fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know what? Here's why it was just as powerful. Because he wasn't initially in frame.
Yes.
He fucking walks into this movie at the end of it. So it was like, boom.
That's the big applause. Like, everybody's there. You see him, and then boom. He's the hammer, like in the In Memoriam montage. The last one's always the big one.
Yeah.
So it's totally true, dude. Did that bring the house down when he walked out?
No, nobody. I mean, nobody really.
Yeah, nobody on mine either. Yeah, that really? That was.
I mean, it's a funeral. You got to be quiet. Plus, this woman, again, is like devastating.
Was it like, could you feel that energy of like the rest of the theater was feeling that douche chill that you were?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, she was right behind us, but she's. I totally get it. You've been with these movies forever. Da, 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 da. People get reacted differently. I'm not making fun of crying per se, but wow, was this something.
Well, and you're not, and you're never going to see that butt again.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
excellent true. Cheeks, the and butt. They're gone.
Yeah, the butt. You know, I was thinking, because Tony Stark takes 16 seconds to invent time travel.
Sure.
Isn't it feasible? Because you get that little hologram of him at the end there, which I thought was going to be more of a will reading.
Yeah.
And in fact, was way more of a private message and not for group consumption.
No, definitely not.
That was a little bit embarrassing.
Well, I mean, if you're Pepper Potts, you got to watch that by yourself first. Yeah. And then see who's invited.
Yeah. No, come on, Happy. You fucked it up, dude. You're like, come on, everybody. She's going to watch the video now.
You know, Sebastian Stan, you could fucking go to the... You can be out of time. Wait outside by the food. You know what, dude?
Isn't it?
I don't even know who you are.
I mean, isn't it conceivable that, and it's not going because he's clearly done with it.
Yes.
But if a few years pass and he's like,
maybe
I'm missing having a million cars or whatever it is. Oh, we found out Tony uploaded his consciousness into this computer plus hologram technology, which if you invented time travel in 16 seconds.
Yes.
Hologram technology is pretty easy. Then it's just an empty suit walking around talking like Robert Downey Jr.
Super Ultron.
Yeah.
Or like he's the like Jarvis.
Force ghost. I mean, that's what I'm really worried about is I'm going to get a force ghost Tony. I don't want that.
Right.
Leave it be. Well, I beg of you.
That's kind of where I'm at. Like, I think that to undo any of the things that you do finally in this film will really cheapen it. And I'm not saying Disney won't do that. I'm just saying... Don't do that.
Bob Iger will do anything he fucking likes.
Last thing I want to bring up, because I was fucking furious, and it's got nothing to do with the content of the film. We're walking into the building. So we're in the fucking parking lot. And I didn't hear it. My wife catches some woman saying, I think she heard... Wow, it's crazy that Captain America got old. Or no, that's what it was. I'm really happy that Captain America got to go back in time. And I just hear Chelsea. It was like the fucking when they parody the
Empire Strikes Back.
No, well, yes, it was that Simpsons joke. No, but the moment was like when they're parodying the Zapruder film on Seinfeld, and they're talking about people getting spit on.
Yeah,
like Chelsea was like. Bah! Oh, just slow motion, like, what did she just say? And I didn't hear it, and she was like, I got something spoiled for me. I'm not going to say it until after the movie.
Here's the thing. With the movies like this, and I know I'm a lunatic, it's headphone time. When you're going into the theater, I'm sorry, because a buddy of mine, my buddy Vin, went to Force Awakens. It starts up. He goes to the bathroom right before. It's fucking night of. There's no way he could have seen this movie earlier unless he went to the showing right before it.
Yeah.
He goes to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
A father and his son. And the kid's like, wait, so is that guy? That guy was Han Solo's son? And he's like, yup. And he killed him? And he's like,
oh, no.
Yes, son, he did. And it's like, he was like,
That kid should get a swirly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that father should get a fucking swirly. Mm-hmm. Listen, parents, you got to talk to your kids about this shit. You shut your little turd mouth until we get in the minivan.
That's incredible restraint from Vinny that he didn't just fucking kill him there.
He's a cursor. I, conversely, on my way up, on the escalator up, there was an escalator coming down and everyone's like talking to each other. And I was doing this crazy thing. My wife was like really freaked out, but I was like,
oh, yeah.
Because I don't want to hear any of your shit, dude. I don't want to hear any of your shit.
I heard reports of something way more nefarious, though, and I was sickened. Was I saw multiple people on Twitter talking about they were waiting in line to get into the theater, and groups of little shit-eating kids ran by and screamed Iron Man dies at the line of people and like just laughed and kept going.
You're allowed to spit at those kids. You're allowed to spit at them.
That's your, you got to, and Steve is completely right on this headphones matter, especially with these movies that are mostly for kids.
Yeah.
Like, just you
got to zone out until you're seated in a theater.
Even those things like when you're using a chainsaw that just block out the noise.
Yes, exactly.
Just wear those.
I mean, that's what it was crazy because like I was there with family and everything. I so desperately wanted headphones in the whole time.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're really playing with fire because like you're on vacation.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't wait too long to see it because I know it's going to get spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am with family. I'm not just like in Manhattan at a theater, you know, I'm at a theater I don't know. I'm in a part of the country I don't know. I don't know who's going to be slinging what. I fucking went to the bathroom beforehand.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I was really juggling grenades, dude. I couldn't believe nothing happened.
Dude, this Rise of Skywalker thing, I don't know what I'm going to... I'm going to have a bag over my head until I fucking get into the theater. I want someone to kidnap me, put me in a box, and then prop me up in a theater, take the bag off.
Similarly,
reattach my pinky, you know, whatever you want to do.
Have you talked to your job about this?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Similarly, I want a trained medical professional to put me in a medically induced coma, wheel me into the theater, prop me up, and the second the lights go down, revive me so I can watch the movie.
Exactly.
Because it's just going to... Because, listen, I cannot suffer the 6 p.m. on the Thursday before.
No, you know what, man? That's a younger man's game. Congratulations.
Yep.
I'm not doing it.
Yep.
I'm going to go on Saturday. I'm going to go on Saturday morning. I'm going to go on Sunday morning. I'm going to go whenever I'm going to go.
Also, I applaud all of the medical professionals out there that are going to be getting the bill to remove all the hemorrhoids from the people that went to that fucking 50-hour Marvel marathon.
Oh,
just
God.
To brag about seeing something a few hours before. Like, my God, you have to be in bad physical condition now.
And you're not going to enjoy the... How can you enjoy a 3-hour movie at the end of a 48-hour marathon?
And like I said, just to understand what happened with the hammer?
Yeah.
Is good. That it? Is that really what you needed?
I didn't need a rewatch.
I mean,
I
rewatched them all before Infinity War came out. And it's still fresh enough. That was just a year ago. I'm fine. I remembered the hammer thing. I don't think I forgot much. Like, it was all good enough. I didn't need to redo it all again.
Yeah, you know, the thing with these movies is that I have the ones... I've watched them all.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the ones that I really do love. And I come back to Iron Man 3... Black Panther.
Yeah.
For me, I know I'm in the minority on this one. Ant-Man, I fucking love.
Ant-Man's a lot of fun. And Wasp like, go fucking... Yeah.
It's fine. even Spider-Man Homecoming. Like, those are ones I actually will rewatch, and they have, you know, merit to me that is outside of the parameters of this story they're trying to tell.
I buy the ones that I like getting stoned to.
Yeah, well, dude.
I buy them on UHD, man. Just fucking chill right out.
Just having a good time.
So since this is like the conclusion of all of this, I mean, it is continuing. It's Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's absolutely next.
It's absolutely next. But then where are they going? What's officially announced?
Doctor Strange and Black Panther both are for sure.
Is that next year?
I don't know if they're even going to be ready for next. That's the thing. I don't know if they thought this timing out necessarily.
Yeah.
Guardians 3, I also think.
Well, that got delayed because they fired him for a long time. And
then they brought him back.
I was reading a thing about that yesterday and how I guess what they're calling this, by the way, is the Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. You're doing that one again. Yeah.
I think that was the move because that's what this article at least kept referring to as. So he has to do that first.
Yes.
So now that's bumped back.
Yeah.
Till so, like starting production in 2021
like
or something.
Your wife divorces you, like under false pretenses. You get remarried.
Yep.
But then she's like, oh, I didn't know you didn't cheat on me after all. You were totally wrong.
Right.
You want to get remarried? It's like, yeah, but I got to go to this party first. I promised my wife now.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
I mean, it's another great scam by the Gunn brothers, dude.
The Gunn brothers.
The Gunn brothers versus the Russo brothers.
I mean, look out! It's the Gunn brothers!
They're getting all sorts of money from Disney and Warners.
They are.
I'm going to see Spider-Man Far From Home.
Of course.
But it's going to be rad to just take a break.
Sure.
Just let everything kind of chill the fuck out.
That's what I'm kind of most excited as well, as like we're done with Infinity Stones, and I hope that we don't jump into another long overarching. We don't do this. We don't go on this thing again. Let's just make some movies for a while. Is it possible to make some movies for a while?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the cynic in me.
Yeah, no.
But I really don't think.
Well,
I think they're just gonna fucking do it again with Galactus.
Yeah, or you know, they have Galactus, so they could do that or something.
How
yeah,
many movies did we get into that first phase before the actual storyline was introduced?
Well, I mean, like the first Avengers movie. Well, whatever the first Avengers movie is, that's...
Well, when was the first time we saw a stone, though?
Oh, that's...
Was that Thor?
Thor and or Captain America, whichever came out first, but they came out the same summer.
Okay.
So it's tough to know.
That's a 2009 and 2010?
Yeah. No,
so we got like an Iron Man movie, and that was it. And then after that, shit was
it was just stone, rolling. Stone. Yeah, because it was like, in the first Thor movie, there's a stone, I believe.
And I'm pretty sure, yeah.
And then obviously in the, what do you call it there, in Captain America, there's a stone.
We get the Tesseract there.
And then,
and
then you've got Thanos at the end of Avengers, da-da-da-da-da. So it's been a long time. So I do just... Let's take a breath. Let's just make some movies.
I would
movies.
Love that. If Ryan Coogler gets to make Black Panther 2 and just have it be a movie, I'm so happy.
Well, there's no fucking stones in that in the first one either. Yeah.
That would be so good.
It's a nice standalone thing.
So nice. And Doctor Strange, now that like the thing is back,
yeah.
You're still going to see it because it's around his fucking neck.
Yeah, you're going to talk about it. Whatever, yeah.
But the rumor there was something about Namor with Doctor Strange.
Oh, no, that's with Black Panther.
Was it with Black Panther?
That's what I believe so.
I thought someone was saying that the writer of Doctor Strange 2 posted something.
Oh, maybe
that was like a Namor ref.
Maybe.
I got sassed by a dude on the way out of the theater. Did you guys stay for the end thing?
No.
You just hear a clang clang of him building the arc reactor.
Oh, that's fun.
From the first movie. And we're coming out of the theater and it's like dead silent and this guy's like did you know what that sound was? And because I had heard the Doctor Strange 2 Namor thing,
yeah.
In my head, I thought, oh, it's like a buoy out on the sea.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is it Namor? Yeah. And he goes, no, my wife and I just rewatched all of these, and it's the noise that the clanging of making the arc reactor in the cave from the first movie, because that's where it all started.
Idiot.
I was like, well, I'll go fucking cut my own throat at the concession stand. I'm so sorry for being so fucking stupid.
Get out. Get out of the theater right now.
It was outright. Dude, this guy whipped right around.
Oh, he wanted to.
He was looking for a fucking fight, man.
Can I challenge everybody for this?
Okay.
Can we try our best this summer to just enjoy that X-Men movie?
I'm gonna, you know me, I'm one of the four people that like X-Men Apocalypse.
I'm one of those four also.
I actually, that might be my favorite of those three. Of the new X-Men's.
Oh, even more than Days of Future Past?
I like it a lot more than Days. I really do not like Days of Future Past.
Interesting.
No Richard Nixon. How are you gonna like a movie with that?
I'm just saying, this is the last time we're gonna see the X-Men before this fucking Disney shit.
I know the trailer looks not so great, and like there's a lot of talks about reshoots. Like, all of the signs are out there that this is going to be a huge turd. I am going in there eyes wide open and still pretty excited because I like
absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm just saying, let's just try to have some fun at the movies this summer.
I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know, friend.
That is WHM on screen for Avengers Endgame, and if you are finding us and you are new to the program because you're a fan of these movies, well, we have a whole show here called We Hate Movies where we're poking jokes and fun at all sorts of movies. Every Tuesday, new episodes are out. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Steve Zadek, what's on there?
We got all sorts of, we do full-length episodes on stuff like Death Wish, the new one. We've done stuff like Bright and Superman Returns, Ghost Rider.
Yeah, a lot of superhero movies on there.
Not Superman Returns, whichever, the Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
I don't know
the
these
one.
Movies.
There
it's been a long day.
Yeah. And is that Image or Dark Horse?
Son of a fucking bitch.
Dylan, you son of a fucking bitch.
No, a lot of cool stuff. We did animation. Damnation, did some Star Trek stuff on there. Some episodes on Star Wars, some Star Wars Gleep Glossary. Check out our Patreon page. If you are a nerd or a person that likes Avengers movies, you're probably going to like that stuff too.
Absolutely. So that again is patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
On your left.
is a HeadGum Podcast.